What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, just an overall, just beautiful weather pattern here for the next few weeks, Don, not only across the Midwest, but North Dakota. Sugar beets are really getting some extra weather to put on some sugar and some tons. So full throttle the next 10 to 14 days. We will be wrapping up harvest yields all over the map, variable, but just a nice overall harvest forecast next 10 to 14 days, keeping farmers optimistic.
Yeah, things could go really fast. As we take a look at the markets, those outside markets certainly have some influence on us today.
Yeah, the stock market's been all over the place overnight. We were up, we were down. Some news coming out of a German election, and crude oil on my radar, Don, up $1.50, 74, close to $75 crude oil. And that will have people talking as they go to the pumps for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
For agriculture, higher crude, what does that mean for us?
In my trading career and brokerage career, I like trading grains under a higher energy. In the end, grains are energy also. So it's good in the front end, but on the what's not hot, it's definitely bad on the back end. So talking about what's not hot, when you have higher energy prices, you're also going to talk about higher fertilizer prices, and higher fertilizer prices are scaring the heck out of people, and growers are starting to ask what they should do in fertilizer. I'm not a fertilizer expert. I don't advise, but it's just a conversation that's happening a lot. So on the back end, these beautiful higher prices we have right now with $13 soybeans and $5.25 corn and $9 spring wheat will come to haunt you in the back end as your inputs explode.
Good information as always. Tommy Grisafi with Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.